After the success of this year's major Site Village event in Birmingham, they are on the road again, taking themselves to Leeds for Site Village North East. And Site Village is an exhibition of services, technology, there's meet and greets, there's conference style discussions all around sight loss. And to tell us more, we have with us Lottie Reid.
Thank you for having me, Alan.
You've just had Site Village in Birmingham. It was your first face-to-face one for a while. How did that go?
It was great. It was a really thriving event. It was really busy. We always talk about the buzz of Site Village, and that certainly was back, especially after the pandemic. All in all, it was a great event. I think people still might be feeling a little bit reluctant to go out and about. Obviously, the pandemic, it seems like a lifetime ago now, but COVID is still around, unfortunately. But I just want to assure people, really, that we have processes in place. We are still ensuring that we maintain distance where we can, that we have a sanitisation station throughout our events, so just to encourage people, really, that we're trying to still keep people safe and we are still aware that the dreaded C word is still around.
Indeed. Now, you go around the UK with the Site Village exhibition, so as you said, it's kind of high tech, low technology, there's services there, really something for all ages as well, all around sight loss. And you're heading to Leeds, and again, it's the first time you've been there face to face in a while.
It is, yes. So our last event was 2018. Usually this event alternates with our Northwest event, which takes place in Manchester. So yeah, it'll be great to be back up north and back with our roadshow event. And as you mentioned, there's something for everybody, really. And what's quite nice about this year's event is we've found that we've got quite a few smaller independent businesses who are joining us, a couple of startups, charities, enterprises. So it'll be a little bit different, really. We'll still have kind of our big tech organisations there, you know, Sight and Sound, Dolphin, Humanware, the larger charities like R&IB and Guide Dogs. But it'll be nice to have a couple of new faces and new organisations joining us.
I suppose that's good, isn't it? Because, you know, people who are perhaps from the Leeds area, they can really meet some of the grassroots organisations. I see that the big boys are there, but sometimes it's good to meet the people on the ground that are near you, and you can build up relationships with them too.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what Site Village is all about. It's not just about the national organisations. We like to visit places that do have local businesses that support local people. And Site Village is a great platform for them to kind of connect and network with local people.
With the first event you had in Birmingham, you had the facility for people to get some assistance round if they're perhaps coming on their own or they hadn't been before. Is that something you're hoping to do again, so people could kind of register with you, turn up, and they know there'll be sort of help to get them around some of the stands?
Yeah, so as with all of our events, we try to work with local organisations, some of the bigger organisations. So, for example, at Birmingham, we work with Severn Trent to provide sighted guide support. So, again, we are in discussions with organisations at this stage, but we can't confirm anything. So if you are in need of assistance, please do just get in touch with us and we can kind of confirm whether that will be available. Hopefully we will, fingers crossed, but we can't guarantee.
Now, you always try to get venues that are close to sort of town or city centres or that are close to some good transport hubs as well. Whereabouts will the event in Leeds be taking place?
So the event will be taking place at the Royal Armoury. So that is a popular kind of location, the museum within Leeds. It's very central, good public transport links as well. So easily accessible.
And what about registration? Is that encouraging people to get in touch with you beforehand, or is it just turned up on the day?
Yeah, so we do recommend that people pre-register. You can go to Eventbrite. Again, I'll give the website at the end of this, so all of the information is on there. But it's not essential. If you prefer to just turn up on the day, then that's absolutely fine. But pre-registration, it just means that you'll have a more efficient check-in upon arrival. But yes, it's just recommended.
OK, what about the dates and times then? When does it all happen?
So the event's taking place on Wednesday, the 21st of September. Doors open at 9:30 and then we finish at 3:30. So please feel free to arrive any time between those times. And it's taking place at the Royal Armouries in Leeds.
Fantastic. If people would like more information then, Lottie, how do they get in touch with you?
So our website is www.qacsitevillage.org.uk, and there's lots of information about our upcoming Leeds event and our event in London, which is taking place later in the year. If you would like to have a chat with us over the phone, then you can call 0121 803-5484, or if you prefer to drop us an email, our email address is sv@qac.ac.uk.
Great stuff. Lottie, best luck with the event. The first one, as you say, since 2018 back in Leeds. And thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely. Great catching up with you, Alan.